This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. We are a food-loving nation who wear our hearts on our bellies. Sadly, our food is a victim of commercial farming practices with dangerous pesticides and chemical growth enhancers commonly used. The dream of providing our friends and family with health organic food was the beginning of the urban farm. I'm here with Brandon Lee from the company itself. So I started with your own family and friends, Brandon.
Yes, that's right. Morning to you too, Frida. That's it, basically. summed up what we do. Yeah. Surprised that that got the point across so well, actually.
So you started this in 2018. Tell me how you got started.
Well, it started off very simply, I guess, with this one idea. Mm. The idea that we should be eating better. Mm. And as you know, Malaysians, we love our food so much. Mm. It's a bit of a shame that a lot of the produce that we do eat isn't exactly good for us. So to give you an example, I think most of us already know the whole idea of eating your greens, eating your vegetables. Mm-hmm. A balanced diet is what keeps you healthy. Mm. But it's come to a point where we have to worry about the types of vegetables we eat as well. Right. Are they actually healthy vegetables? Are they actually good for us?
Mm. Yeah, it's true. Now, how big is your farm? When you say the urban farm, how big is it?
Well, currently we are not very large, but that is actually a plus point for us, I guess. Mm. Currently, we are at about 7,500 square feet, and we are operating within the city itself. So that's, I guess, where the name urban farm comes from. We are a farm right in the city.
Okay, now, so how does it work? People, you sell vegetables. What does it do? I know you also sell, mini aquaponic systems, right? So, but what is it that when people can experience when they go to the urban farm?
All right, so the first thing that they experience is the fact that we are not a traditional farm. As you said, we are an aquaponics farm. Mm. And so with aquaponics, just a little chemistry lesson for you, how it all works is we grow vegetables in water, much the same as hydroponics growing in water, but we rear fish as well. Uh-huh. So what happens is, if you can imagine, we channel this water from our fish to grow our vegetables. And in turn, we're actually using the fish pupilla to grow our vegetables. Okay. So it's a wholly natural process. Right. Goes back years and years and years. But only just recently, I guess, it's become more of a common occurrence in the modern world and modern farming techniques.
Right.
So coming to the farm, you're not going to see vegetables on the ground. You're going to see vegetables growing, basically in the air, in water trays. Mm. And yeah, that's about it.
So people do go there to buy vegetables?
No, so they don't come to the farm exactly to buy vegetables. Right. What we do is we sell our vegetables on a subscription model.
Okay.
So much the same as most subscription services. Huh. People sign up, and what we do is we will curate a box of mixed vegetables every week and deliver that to houses.
Okay, so that's once a week kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, much the same as you would go to the market to do your groceries once a week, we deliver it to your doorstep.
Okay, so how much is a subscription?
Well, it varies, but then on average, it's about 140 ringgit a month, and that's for a kilo a month. So what you're getting are fully chemical-free vegetables that are grown either by us or one of our other partners. Okay. So what's happened is we've partnered up with a few other local suppliers of organic vegetables just to provide the provide a variety that Malaysians crave so much.
Okay. What kind of vegetables do you have?
We have lots of Asian greens.
Right.
You have your choysums, you have your bok choys, you have your lettuces.
Okay.
Only until I started this business did I realize that you have 6-7 types of bok choy in the market.
Who knew?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Not until you get down into the nitty-gritty do you realize how many types of vegetables there are. So it's quite surprising.
Okay. So, do people have a misconception, why is it not in soil?
There are a few misconceptions and myths, actually. Mm. One we hear a lot from them is, they ask, you know, don't your vegetables have a fishy taste to it then? Because you're using fish water. Mm. So you go, no, that's not exactly the case. You know, water is water.
Right.
And, you know, much the same that we get rain, we use rainwater to harvest, I mean, to grow our vegetables at home. Mm. You know, your vegetables do come out tasting the same, no matter what.
Are there myths and misconceptions?
Well, another one is people have this idea. I'm not sure where the myths came from as well, but the idea that if you grow vegetables in water, they are less nutritious for you.
Ah, yes. I've heard that one.
Exactly. Well, one of the examples people keep bringing up are if it's grown in soil, you get the nutrients from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
You get your macro and micronutrients, things like iron, magnesium, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. However, if you grow it in water, it's true, some micronutrients might be missing, some certain elements, but all of this can be substituted in a natural way. To give you a really easy example, calcium is an important nutrient for plants, for vegetables, and when you grow in water, you might lack that sometimes. So what we do instead is within our water supply, we crush up oyster shells and add it into the water.
Okay.
So, you know, shells are made of calcium.
Right.
And it goes back into the water.
Right, okay. And then, of course, there's always the fish poop that, you know, the fish that takes the water and you know, gives out good nutrients as well. So what kind of systems do you have, right? You talk about the aquaponic system. Is it just one or do you have various types?
Well, we have various types of systems. I guess aquaponics is better taken as a concept of, you know, creating a natural ecosystem between fish and vegetables to grow. And it's really how you implement that. So to give you an example, at our farm itself, we have about three different types of systems, all using the same concept. And it's really to see what fits your needs and your purposes a lot better. So I think what's very common with aquaponic systems is the ability to go to plant into the air, you know, three-dimensionally, go vertical, and that saves up a lot of space. So, of course, when you do that, it does cost maybe a bit more money to set up a system like that. So you have other ways to go about it. You can plant, you know, wholly on one level, and that saves you a bit of money, and it gives, you know, its own advantages and disadvantages.
Right. So, okay, and where do, you know, how much does it cost?
Well, to give you an example, for our farm, setting it up, it costs... it was in the realm of six digits. And all this comes from a lot of labor and, of course, a lot of components. Because when you look at starting an aquaponics farm or starting a hydroponics farm, you can't go, you know, go to somebody and buy a system off them. Everything is self-designed and self-manufactured in a way. It's a bit DIY in that sense. You know, you can't go to Lazada and, you know, just search up a large farm to buy.
Okay. So right now, like if I were to buy and invest in one, right, what's my minimal investment?
Well, of course, it depends on the type of system you create as well, and ultimately how much yield you're looking for. So, yeah, you're looking at something either six figures or, to be honest, it really depends on your ingenuity.
Okay.
If you could get things done for much cheaper, you're looking below that as well.
Right. So I can buy these units from you, right?
Oh, yes, of course. So
right.
We do have mini aquaponic systems as well. And those were designed for home growers.
Right.
You know, nowadays, it's becoming a bit more fashionable to, I guess, have a garden to grow your own vegetables. But with how things are turning out in the world, health being a real priority, I guess growing your own vegetables at home is and will continue to be a more common thing. So, for example, this mini aquaponic system that we've created, we retail it for about 900 ringgit. And with that, you can grow, you know, a variety of leafy greens or herbs back at home.
Okay. So, I mean, minimal, how many, I guess, like, when you say it's the 900, what kind, I guess, how many can I grow? No, I'm trying to picture it, right, for someone who doesn't go to the garden.
Right, no worries. So in our system itself, you can grow about 32 pots of vegetables.
Oh.
And if you're thinking small mini pots, you know, not huge garden pots. But with 32 pots of vegetables, to give you an easy gauge of it, one pot on average, depending on what you're growing, you're looking at about 80 grams of vegetables.
Okay.
So what we do anyway within our services when we sell them to you, because it's not common knowledge, I guess, on how everything works. So we include, you know, a maintenance service and a maintenance period where we go over, we show people how to take care of the system, how to grow the system, and hopefully by the end of the day, our customers will be able to keep it running themselves.
Right. Okay. So it's fair. So 1 month I need help, then after that it should be, you know, fairly idiot proof.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have nice huge infographics on what to do and little instructions.
Okay.
So far it's been working.
And it works, I guess, because it doesn't take up so much space, whether you're in an apartment or whether you're in a landed property.
Yeah, exactly. All it takes, ours is the size of a large garden pot. And the only thing you need is an electrical outlet to power a pump. And then, you know, it's pretty easy going. You don't even have to water the vegetables.
Yeah, that's the beauty, right? And just to hope that the fish don't die.
Well, yes, that's true. The fish that we use are very commonly used are tilapia. So very, very hardy fish. You'd have to actively try to kill them if you wanted to die.
And you can actually eat the tilapia after that.
Yes, you can. Though, what's been more common than not is when people buy our system, they grow attached to the tilapia, and you know, you don't want to kill your pet in the end.
Okay, don't name them. Now, I want to talk a little bit about consumer behavior during the pandemic. What happened in just a moment? I'm speaking to Brandon Lee from the Urban Farm. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Be free minded. BFM 89.9.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Brandon Lee from the Urban Farm. And of course, what their name says is it is an urban farm. You know, you can get your mini aquaponic system there. Now, was there an interest, I get when you started 2018, right? You know, what was the interest like among people to have their own systems at home?
Well, I guess when I started, it was sort of new. We definitely weren't the first people to come into the business of, you know, urban farming and urban agriculture. But it's been interesting to see how people have grown to be more open to it in a way. And I guess, when it comes to what customers want, two things come to mind. One is healthy vegetables and good tasting vegetables. However, the lines do blur between how much they want it to be healthy and how much they want it to be good tasting.
Right. Did you see more people subscribing to the units during the MCO?
For the units, not so much. However, for our subscription services, we did see a spike in sales.
Right.
And I guess all that in turn goes with the fact that people were becoming a lot more health conscious with the health scare of COVID-19 and everything.
And I guess eating more from home, eating more at home.
Yes, exactly. People were going, I honestly say, in terms of how much they were, how much vegetables they were buying to eat at home, the amount doubled or tripled even.
Were there any challenges in terms of supplies or any other challenges?
For us, we didn't face too many issues. We did face certain logistical ones with the lockdown, especially when it came to sourcing vegetables from certain suppliers.
Right.
However, because we were in the city, which helped a lot, and the fact that we grow most of the vegetables ourselves, which we send out, it made things relatively smooth, I guess.
So because in terms of delivery, was that easy to get sorted?
Yes. Currently, at the moment, we don't use any third-party deliverers. So everything was done in-house, and that really gave us the flexibility and the control over, you know, sending things out. So I guess we were lucky in the sense that that was the case, and really lucky for our customers as well, because basically with the movement control order coming into effect, nothing really changed for how they got their vegetables.
Where do you deliver to? It's just largely in the Klang Valley area.
Yes, mainly in the Klang Valley area. We deliver up to 30 kilometers away. So that from our location in PJ, so that covers up to basically Klang. Though for certain areas, the further out you go, there might be a slight extra delivery charge.
Right. And when you said there was a spike, right, what kind of, when you, how many percent would you say that would be?
Well, for that first month, I'd say it was getting near to double our sales.
Okay.
In that first month.
Right.
Yeah. Quite a large amount. Though from then, well, as the MCO kept growing longer and longer, we did see certain reductions in sales. Okay. But I think that was expected.
Do you see consumer behavior staying this way?
Well, it's pretty funny because what we've seen, or when we talk to our customers, a lot more people are becoming a lot more health conscious and are opting to buy organic vegetables and the like. However, you know, financial constraints, budgetary reasons for people have really come into effect, and we have seen certain drop-offs from there.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how consumers balance this out and how we can offer a product which, you know, helps ease their troubles both ways.
No, so if that's the case, are there more people buying the aquaponic systems for their homes?
We have seen a lot more interest, to be honest. And, well, again, I think it comes to budgetary concerns when it comes to this because, yeah, it's it might not sound like a lot of money. However, you know, in these times, everyone is really being just a little bit more careful with their money.
Right, yeah. I guess, actually, if you look at it, it's the long, you know, there is the return on investment after a while. You're going to get your money back if you start growing your own vegetables, right?
Oh, yes, but most definitely. Along with the fact that, you know, when you do grow your own vegetables, there is a level of safety which is guaranteed.
Right. Which is your, you know, if it's not working out, it's your own fault. You can't blame anybody, right?
Well, I don't like to tell customers that, but
right. What kind of promotions do you guys do? Do you come up with any of these marketing campaigns?
Yes, though we have run numerous marketing campaigns previously, but I guess what's interesting as well is, especially with my customer base, word of mouth tends to be the strongest factor when it comes to something. To paint you a very local and very normal picture, I guess people calling me up and, you know, asking about our services, and when we ask them, how'd you find out? Oh, my neighbor.
Right.
My auntie.
Okay.
My uncle told me.
Yeah. It's still something like that. It's nothing like word of mouth. You know, in terms of players like yourself, urban farms and you know, are there a lot in the Klang Valley right now?
I wouldn't say there are many, but there are a lot of people coming into the agriculture business, especially urban agriculture. We have met up with a few other similar businesses like ourselves operating, and I'd say it's a rather small community, and it's not terribly cutthroat, which is quite nice.
Right. Do you think this will be on the rise, you know, when you look at the future, do you think this will be something that will be more mainstream in the future?
Oh, most definitely. I think, well, in Malaysia, we are kind of behind in the times when it comes to urban agriculture and growing food, you know, the non-traditional way. If we look to our neighbors, Singapore, a bit further out, Taiwan, Japan, it's become a real mainstay and quite a common practice to grow a lot of your food within the cities. So all this does help in making a greener earth, of course, because when you do grow in the cities, you're not cutting down large swaths of land to start farms and stuff.
Right. And if we can grow our own vegetables. Now, I guess, what have you learned from this whole experience? You know, was it with the pandemic? As a business owner?
Well, as a business owner, it's really brought to light, I guess, how unstable certain things are. Of course, no one could have expected this, but when it did happen, it did push us to be a lot more proactive and to try and respond quickly to our problems. You know, things are popping up overnight, and it gave us very little time to solve them. Along with that, I guess a real need to push our digitization plans. Currently, we don't operate any online storefronts.
Right.
But I guess with along with a lot of people, there has been a need and a push to set things up as fast as possible.
Right. So now that is definitely in the pipeline or already in place?
It's in the pipeline coming along. Hopefully very, very soon.
Well, I guess the good news during the pandemic is that you guys, your family itself, you know, you never run out of food.
Yes, though I gotta say, I wish I had some chickens as well.
Okay. Plan B. That's the next, that's in the roadmap, I guess.
For now, fish and vegetables are enough.
Okay. Thanks for being with us and sharing your story. I've been speaking to Brendan Lee from The Urban Farm. This is Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.